Good morning, a Friday morning. We've made it.
And we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. But this is the day. This is the day we have to make it halfway through the fun drive and the lockbox before that on-air drive starts on Monday. Alan, we're at $480,957.
So we have about $20,000 to do today. Because if we don't do it today, we're not going to make it. So everybody, if there's anything you can do, if you could do a challenge, if you can put anything up, if you can put something in, whether it's, as I've said so many times, $1,000 or $5. Hey, is this radio station worth $3 a day? Can you do it, you know, all year long? Can you be a sustaining member? Yesterday, we had a very strong discussion, David, on the panel as to whether it was a good idea to proceed with impeachment. And many of our listeners are passionate that Trump has to be impeached because he's basically broken the norms of the presidency and maybe the law. Nancy Pelosi is saying exactly the opposite. She's saying we have to keep doing what we're doing. We have to protect the members in the middle or the so-called purple districts who have done so well, and then we'll take them in the election, and that's the way to do this. We have a president who really is the greatest danger to this country I have ever seen. I read a lot of history. I've never seen anything that equals what this guy is doing. Now, this morning, we're hearing, because it's not going well for him, he's getting defeated on virtually every level, that he's starting yet another trade war, this time with Mexico. And he's going to start with a 5% tariff, and then it's going to go up to 25% tariff. And he's going to punish Mexico. Are you kidding? I'll tell you who he's punishing. He is punishing the American consumer, because the Mexicans aren't paying for this. We are. Every time there's a tariff, we pay the tariff. I don't know who doesn't understand this, but he's always trying to sell it as if they're paying the tariff or the Chinese are paying the tariff. And now he has this North American free trade agreement, which he's endangering by starting up with the Mexicans. Until they do what they have to do to stop people from Guatemala and these other places coming here, he's going to punish the American taxpayer. That's like shooting yourself in the foot. In any case, David, the point here is that what we need to do is to preserve a radio station that is unlike anything else in America. There is nothing like this. I recently heard from a person who's a critic of mine, who doesn't like me that much, but he said, boy, you know, if the other public radio stations in this country could do what WAMC is doing, it would be phenomenal.
WAMC.org to help our radio station.
$20,000 today. We have to do it. We don't do it today, we might not make it. We do have the weekend, but I'll tell you, weekends have not been good to us. WAMC.org. Everybody, please put something in.
Well, strike up the music of intrigue, Alan. Sort of thriller music, maybe. This story in the Times today with the headline, Census Citizenship Question Tied to GOP Gerrymandering Effort. Files reveal hard drives discovered at the home of a Republican strategist after his death showed that adding the question would have allowed for drafting of maps to stymie Democrats.
Well, I don't think there's any question. Look, we know that gerrymandering has worked. In New York State, for example, the way that the state senates in an absolutely blue state maintained their hold on the state senate was because they drew the districts. They said, oh, great computer, draw me a district where I can't lose. And that's exactly what the great computer did. Until one day, the computer looked at the leader and said, I'm sorry, Mr. Leader, there just aren't enough people to push around. You're going to lose. And that's what happened. Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
Apparently not John McCain. Did you see this effort to hide the McCain warship that, as the Times puts it, was driven by fear of bad visuals?
Oh, I didn't do it, says the president. I would never do something like that. I don't like him, of course. He voted against health care for all Americans, right? You know, I've been thinking about that a lot lately. What is the last time you saw Donald Trump come up with a health care plan for Americans that would preserve young people's rights to stay on their parents' insurance and do all the other things that the Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act did? No, he hasn't ever come up with such a plan, although he keeps saying, we'll have a better plan. Really? If you have a better plan, why don't you tell us about it? You know what? He's not doing it. And now he goes after McCain's, or he says, I would never do that. My aides did it. Oh, really? My aides did all of this terrible stuff in America, and I told them they had gone too far. Oh, wait a second. Who appointed them? You did, Mr. President. You appointed them. What is this, good cop, bad cop nonsense?
Well, one important group, of course, in the coming election in 2020 for president would be black voters. And black voters, I see, are challenging House members. Why is Trump still in office? They are mad at the president, and obviously that could translate at the voting booth.
Well, yes, the black vote is crucial in America. One of the reasons that Barack Obama was elected was because of people who traditionally don't have faith in the system turned out, and they turned out for him. So that's why I think somebody of color should be on the ticket, and it will probably be the vice presidential candidate. It would be great if it could be a woman and of color, and that's why I think Kamala Harris becomes very important in this whole discussion. She could, of course, be the presidential candidate. I mean, certainly that's what she's saying she wants to do. But I'll tell you, this is crucial in terms of the Democratic turnout.
Speaking of turnout, without it, WAMC can't survive. WAMC.org, 20,000 to reach our goal of 500,000 before the on-air drive starts Monday.
One other thing, David, I did talk to Tony Shalhoub, Monk. He is terrific, and we're going to play that today on the roundtable, aren't we?
We certainly are. The conversation you have all centered around his life and career and his appearance at the Berkshire Playwrights Gala next Friday.
That's right, and it's going to be quite something. People go to Berkshire Playwrights, and you can get in on the whole thing.